We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
This is 3 Live Crew.
The 12 days of Christmas.
Yep, we're getting closer to Christmas. Time to give away some gifts.
102 Jams.
The baby clearly reads the comment section on his IG because he saw how much love we showed the Jabberwockies when he dropped that bop video. And he brought them with him on Saturday Night Live.
Did.
I finally watched it.
You really did, huh?
I was up Saturday night, Roxy, and I watched Saturday Night Live. J-Lo was on there. The baby was on there performing. He did Suge. He did Bop. Uh-huh. And then he had a little cameo in one of the little bits.
In the skit.
Yeah, it wasn't very good, but he was there. He was present. And he put on, man. The performances were amazing.
Okay.
Performances were amazing.
Okay.
They were just like the bop was just like the video. Mm. You saw it, Drank?
I didn't see the bop. I just saw Suge.
Oh, man. He killed Suge just acting out the parts and slapping people. Yeah. And the Jabberwockies in there performing with him, man. It was a really good look for the baby. It was a really good look for North Carolina, man.
That's what's up.
Absolutely, man. And I realized why I had not watched Saturday Night Live in years.
It's not funny.
It is just a bad show to me.
Yeah, it's not funny.
It was a bad show to me, man.
Every now and then they'll do one that'll make you laugh.
Yes.
But
or you might giggle once or twice in a sketch, maybe. I really miss In Living Color. In Living Color was a dope vibe, man. Like that vibe just needs to return, just the urban sector of just that type of funny. Just it was dope, man. 6 minutes after 6 o'clock, 3 Live on your radio. We definitely got 12 days of Christmas. You're waiting to hear Ratchet Santa.
Yeah.
Now, Ratchet Santa has some AirPods on deck already to kick off the giving spirit. When you hear Ratchet Santa, call up. He got you your AirPods for Christmas. It's just that easy inside 12 days of Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
I think he got them from his booster, though.
You think so?
Yeah.
Ain't nothing wrong with it.
I'll say, as long as they're AirPods,
hey,
I don't think anybody cares.
My AirPods work. They've been working well. Hey, don't need to tell where I got them from, Rock. Just know that they work. You understand? 7 minutes after six.
You like it what you see? Everything designer that's home.
11 minutes after 6 o'clock, 3 Live saying good morning to you on December the 9th.
After being in the hospital for almost 2 weeks, French Montana is finally out. You guys, he had overworked himself, exhaustion. That's why he was in the hospital. We all know the situation that went down when the police got to his house. The neighbors had called police out to French Montana's house, said they thought there was a burglary in process. There ended up being no one breaking in the house, but French Montana was there asleep, woke up in a panic, didn't know what was going on. There was just police all in his house, and he ended up passing out. As a result of that incident, like I said, he was in the hospital for 2 weeks, but he is now out. However, the doctors do say he needs to have 30 more days of bed rest at the crib. Now, this is a problem for French Montana because I bet you didn't know he dropped an album last Friday.
I did just know that, though, right? That's what I was just
you
about
did
to
know
say.
That?
Yes, I saw that over the weekend. I was like, so French Montana get out of the hospital and then drop the Montana album?
Yes, in the midst of all of this, there was an album, but it was overshadowed by him being in the hospital. I didn't know.
Now, him in the hospital wasn't him doing it, correct?
I don't think it was him doing it, but I did receive a DM from a loyal listener that believes this was all just a part of French Montana doing
it. Look what we're about to do. we're gonna get falsely, you know.
Empathetic.
No, police gonna come to my house on for false reasons.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, I pass out because of that.
Yeah.
I pass out. Doctor, give me 30 days rest. I dropped my album. So it's got 30 days for y'all to just think about how, you know, I'm on bed rest, let my album build up, come out, hit you with shows, sell these
now,
tickets.
I don't believe that.
Yeah.
But
I don't want to believe
but
that, Ross.
I will say.
But Jussie Smollett sat with the noose around his neck till the police got there, Ross.
Huh. So you think somebody ain't going to pass out?
Jussie sat there till the police came with that noose
we're
around his neck.
We're not talking about Jussie. We're talking about French.
Hey, he had just woke up. Why you pass back out?
Honestly.
Clock. 20 minutes after 6 o'clock. Hey, top five right there for me, Rock. We're not going to get into it, but I'm just letting you know. 2 Chainz, I was over here writing down some of the bars. Would you like to hear a couple?
A couple of what?
The 2 Chainz bars.
No.
Okay.
No, I don't.
20 minutes after 6 o'clock. Good morning.
Would you like to see a Moesha reboot?
No.
No, we won't.
No.
Well, there are many people that do, and it is coming very soon. Now, we don't have any details as to what is actually going on with the project. But while she was at a charity event with Cheryl Lee Ralph and what's the man real name to play Uncle Frank? We don't know.
We don't know. Nobody never knew his real name. We called him Uncle Frank.
Are you playing trivia time right
and,
now?
And that brother has kept that box all these years.
Yes, he has.
But now, the only difference now, it has moved an inch and a half to 2 inches back.
A little bit back, yes.
And he's hanging on.
Yeah.
Well, they did like a bit of a reunion at a charity event. And while they were there, they did announce that Moesha is coming back. Now, I am very skeptical because you know Hakeem has passed away.
I was
going to
say, Hakeem dead.
Hakeem passed.
Mm. And her, he brought the funny on it.
Yes, her and Countess Vaughn, like, they sort of made up, but I don't know if she would be a part of the show again.
Nah. And Countess be trying to sing and do other shenanigans. We ain't got time.
What reboot mean? Wait a minute. So, like, it's going to be with Brandy
you
and Countess and them still, like, just as grown super adults.
Yeah.
Mo to the E to the.
Same intro?
You ain't seen that, boy.
First of all, she can bring back the intro because it was off the Chainz.
In the 90s?
It could still be off the Chainz today.
No, it's not. That's,
why they?
And that's going to be the battle right
you
there.
You drop that right now. We going to sing.
That's going to be the battle right there.
Yeah, 90s,
you
baby.
You just hear me. Countess be singing now, too.
She was singing then.
Did nobody know that?
Didn't even know.
Did nobody know that?
That Brandy did not even like singing on the show. Like, remember when Q&M formed that group?
Uh-huh.
Brandy was acting like she couldn't sing.
Oh.
The more you talk about,
and Cam was in the group.
The more you talk about episodes and characters, the more I realize I didn't watch Moesha like that.
You didn't watch Moesha?
No, that's pretty evident as you keep dropping stuff.
Q was Fredro's star.
Okay, I remember Fredro's star.
Q, that was a man.
Yeah, that was
that
weird.
Uncle Frank didn't like.
Of course.
Where the son at now?
Miles.
Where he at now?
I don't know where Miles is at.
When last time you seen Miles? You thought Miles was Tevin Campbell at first. He was like, that ain't Tevin. I thought that was Tevin.
Yeah, I clearly didn't watch Bowie's Live because I don't remember.
Well, you shut up, then. Right.
Listen close for Ratchet Santa. He's got your Apple AirPods straight inside 102 Jams, 12 days of Christmas. Time of the year you've been waiting for. Here go, whoa, little baby, talk to him.
Work hard and determined, it's safe to say I earned it.
102 Jams, Big Mo, half court at Grimsley High School tomorrow night. He's got an Xbox One on deck. A question in my house this morning. At what point can you start putting Christmas gifts under the Christmas tree? Do you have to wait till Christmas Eve to do that?
To put gifts under the tree?
So. Yeah, when can you start putting gifts up under the Christmas tree?
Once you buy them and wrap them.
I mean,
See?
If children know what's up.
Yeah. If children know
ahead.
What's up.
Then go ahead.
If children know what's
what
up.
What we waiting for?
We ain't no need them waiting.
No.
Respect.
Hey. Tropical Smoothie Cafe is introducing new grilled cheese sandwiches. The Smoothie Cafe, official smoothie of the Carolina Panthers.
Yes, sir.
Hey, what's good? 6:30. It just changed. 30 minutes after 6 o'clock, Bone up in here with your weather. What's good, everybody? 39 degrees. Then how did that gonna be 52? But guess what? It's gonna rain today.
Why, Bone?
And tomorrow.
Well, that's
and the day after that.
Dang, for real? Gosh.
No, for fake.
No, I know you meant for real. I didn't really mean, I wasn't questioning you. I was just like, dang, for real?
No, for fake.
Not to be confused. On the roads, no accidents to report, y'all. Buckle up, drive safe, enjoy your Monday. Don't let nobody steal your joy. Hey, nobody.
What was that?
Me feeling the spirit.
He was getting the spirit bone.
Yes, sir.
You ever got the spirit?
No.
You ever seen somebody get the spirit?
No.
I believe that.
We got it. You get it.
It's 6:34, 26 minutes away from 7 a.m. V-Dot, Roxy, and Drankins all up in this thing. Good morning.
From number one to number nothing, Celine Dion drops an album. It shoots up the charts to number one, sitting at the top. And the very next week, it falls completely out of the Billboard Top 200. Made history as the fastest falling album in chart history to be number one its debut week and then not even on the charts at all the next week.
So in basketball references, when Michigan beat Carolina and then beat Oregon and jumped from unranked to number four.
Yes.
This is what Celine Dion did in reverse. In reverse fashion. How do you sell that many records and then poof, nobody gives a dang?
It's being said that it was because of the bundle packages. Like, people really wanted to get the stuff that came along with the album. But then once they got the stuff, like, nobody was really interested in the album. So it just completely failed. Like, 100,000 copies is, like, over 100,000 copies that debut week. And then, like, 3,000 the next week.
And this is who? Celine Dion.
Yes.
I thought Celine was gone anyway.
Yeah, I thought Celine was gone.
You heard much from old Celine.
Is Celine Titanic? Is that Titanic?
My Heart Will Go On?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's most people's reference point.
I definitely thought Celine was up out of here.
Look at there. What we just referenced? Titanic. Gone.
Gone. Yeah.
Man, what was Titanic? What year was Titanic?
Oh, that's like 95, 94. Yeah. Like, Biggie was still alive and Pop. Yeah.
She ought to be glad she got them 100,000 that first week. Come on.
Hey, go sit down somewhere.
Ride
you ain't no Mariah Carey. Make
on
you
out.
A Christmas song.
Yeah.
Like Mariah. Don't you be a me. You thought you wanted me to go. Why you trying to keep. 102 Jams. This happened on Friday.
You know, we repeating champions, right? We returning champions.
Yeah.
Get y'all out of there about 7 points.
Y'all going to get us out of there by seven?
Yeah, it's going to be close.
We're not going to let y'all beat us twice in Jameson.
Well, you saw her mouth table. It's like Winston-Salem taking over Greensboro. You saw her mouth table did Dudley two times this year.
So it's going to be the same. My boy at the end right there said, so it's going to be the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
6:38 right now, y'all. 22 minutes until 7 o'clock. And there was a big game going on Friday at Jameson Stadium. No, I didn't make it.
We knew you weren't going to
make it. Yeah, we knew you weren't.
No, I didn't make it.
No.
I was optimistic that I was going to make it. And I had every intention of going.
No, you weren't. You were just talking junk.
No, I wasn't.
Fake whirly in it.
I wasn't fake whirly
fake
in it.
Fake Grimsley pride and everything.
Yeah,
fake
man, Grimsley I'm so glad.
Pride.
You know what? I'm so glad I didn't go, too. Oh, man. Can you imagine me going and we losing? Oh, they would have talked about me.
Oh, when Dot show up to the game, then
they
we
still
lose.
Talked about you.
Either way.
They did.
Danged if you do, danged if you don't. Nevertheless, the first time we played East Forsyth, we lost to them 21-20. It was 21-20. We go to kick an extra point, and I think it gets blocked or something ridiculous. We lose 21-20. This past Friday, we lose 21-20 to East Forsyth again. The exact same score. Did not miss an extra point this time. This time, we went for two.
Mm-hmm.
Said, forget an extra point. We ain't basing it on the kicker. We're going to get this two-point conversion and win this game in the closing seconds. Fumbled the daggone shotgun snap. East Forsyth recovers. Game is over. 21-20. Back to back. Unbelievable. Big shout out to East Forsyth, my bro Horton over there, the coaching staff, and everybody over there at East Forsyth, man. Great team, great game. They're going right back to the state championships to get them back to backs. That's the goal anyway.
They won it last year?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. I didn't know that.
Yeah, Horton didn't won it last year, man.
That's what's up.
Yeah.
That's what's up.
There's a lot riding on that game, man. Two losses this season to the exact same team. Hey, but Grimsley, great, great season. Best season they've had since 2004-ish. Just couldn't finish it, couldn't complete it. Dang, that was tough. That was tough. That man said it was going to be the same thing.
And it was.
I don't need you to really echo that, Rock. That's something that I had just said.
Dang, it was. Rest in peace, bankroll, showing how to do it. Going crazy, even getting straight to it. I done caused many fights and
on the stories. No, I did not have my coat on. But I did have on long johns, and I felt fine in the parades this weekend, B-Rock. Mm-hmm. It wasn't that cold out there.
No, not at Greensboro's.
Winston was cold to you?
Yeah. That temperature had dropped down.
Now, the temperature had definitely dropped by the time we got to Winston. Do you prefer the night parade to the day parade?
Yes.
The night parades be lit.
I like the night parade better. Yes.
Gosh,
I don't know what it is about the night parade.
I don't either, but that was a really dope vibe. I forgot we had did that last year, man.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, man, like that was a dope vibe. But big shout out to everybody that was at the Greensboro Parade. We hit that one around about noon, 1 o'clock.
Yes.
Down there in Greensboro on Saturday, man. It was super festive out there, man.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome time. Then we, just took a little nourishment, switched gears, headed to Winston, went to the night parade. It was super lit down there, mm-hmm. off the chains, like good vibes. So thanks to everybody that was out there having a good time with us.
Absolutely.
It was dope. The whole full time was all of us was out there, man. It was a dope, dope time.
Great time.
Yeah. 14 minutes, it'll be 7 o'clock. Yo Gotti. Good morning. 6:51 in 9 minutes. It will be 7 a.m. It's 102 Jams.
Have you guys watched The Irishman yet?
No. I started the beginning.
Started but didn't finish.
No, just the beginning, really, Mike. You know.
30 minutes? Hour?
I'll give you that. About
hour?
20.
About 20 minutes. Okay. 20,
but yeah. Still started but didn't finish, right?
Yeah.
You fall into the 17.1 million people that started the movie but didn't quite get to finish
Where
it.
Where am I at?
Only 18% of people have not have finished the movie.
You're in the 18, though.
Yes. Yeah. I'm in the 18. I'm in the 18 that actually finished watching the movie. 3 hours and 29 minutes. You have to really dedicate yourself to
Good
that.
Good God.
You really do.
Good God, woman.
Now, there was like a few limited openings in theaters with The Irishman, but mostly it dropped on Netflix for most people. So they're comparing it to the first week of Bird Box being out. 26 million people watched that movie within its first 7 days. But of course, that one was mainly finished, you know, once people started watching because it wasn't so long.
Yeah.
The Irishman, on the other hand, people are starting it, but not quite finishing it.
Good God, B-Rock.
And you haven't even started it because you know you can't finish.
Bro, I was sitting there yesterday. I woke up for the games at like 10 o'clock. I was like, let me see if I can. Nah.
Cause
I
didn't have enough time.
I didn't have enough time to watch The Irishman.
Mm-hmm.
But I did catch up on All American, which is a very good show. Spencer James was going to go back to Crenshaw, but he's going to stay at Beverly Hills. And now Corey then went and got his other son that we didn't even know about from Las Vegas that brought him to Crenshaw to play quarterback. It's crazy.
I'm off it.
And Roxy was right. You do got to know a little something about history as far as The Irishman goes.
Thank you. I told you.
Do you?
Jimmy Hoffa.
Yes. Because
that's what she was talking about, Jimmy Hoffa.
The main one of the main characters is a real person. He was a real person.
That's what she's talking about,
Jimmy Hoffa.
When she keeps talking about one of the main characters is a real person.
Yeah.
She didn't remember Jimmy Hoffa. She didn't know who Jimmy Hoffa was.
No, I didn't. It was before my time.
That's what it's history, Roxy.
That's a lot of things. You know about Napoleon Bonaparte, don't you? It's before your time. 7 minutes to seven. That fool said it was before my time. She's upset. She has to work a king of diamonds on a
Monday. Simple financing, all credit levels.
The 12 days of Christmas.
Yep, still waiting on Ratchet Santa. Where you at with your ho-ho-hos?
102 Jams. Ball on it.
Ball on it. Yeah, yeah. 4 minutes after 7 o'clock. 12 days of Christmas in full effect right now, baby.
Rest in peace, Juice WRLD. Yesterday, news came out that at the age of 21, the young age of 21, he died after suffering from a seizure while walking through an airport in Chicago. Footage of Juice WRLD on a private jet early Sunday morning and even walking through the airport all shows Juice WRLD happy and high spirits. It didn't look like anything was wrong with him. Apparently, the seizure came out of nowhere, and later on at the hospital, he did pass away. So definitely praying for his family, his friends. Of course, artists are sending out their condolences and all of his fans. Very, very sad.
Yeah. I was fortunate enough to be able to do a little quick interview with Juice WRLD when I went out to the BET Awards with Big Mo.
Uh-huh.
And he was just a real cool dude, man, from Chicago. Just had a lot of good energy and stuff, man. He was a cool dude from what I got to meet from that moment.
Yeah.
It was tough. It was very unexpected.
Like you said,
a lot of artists just really just putting out how much dang on he would be missed. And just, he had a song, I think it's called Legends, where they said that he, right there when XXXTentacion died, and he had put it out, and it was just saying how, what's a curse of 27?
We ain't making it to 21.
Yeah, we ain't making it to 21.
Mm-hmm.
And him being 21. A seizure take you out? That's tough, man.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's all we know right now. Of course, you know, as after they do the autopsy and things like that, I'm sure more information will come out about, you know, what may have caused the seizure.
So
somebody was asking me in my DMs, wasn't he the rapper that had a seizure on stage a few months ago? I don't remember that. So I couldn't confirm it with that person, but I don't know if he had a history of seizures. I haven't seen that anywhere. But one of our listeners was saying she thinks that, you know, this is something that's happened to him in the past.
Definitely. Prayers up to the family of Juice WRLD, most definitely. Everything thoughts of a wedding ring. Too many ops here. Tell me who you with. Hey. 9 minutes after seven. What'd you say, homie?
Somebody who had passed out, or artist who had passed out on stage. That was Stunner from Vegas that passed out on stage. Not him.
Stunner from Vegas passed out on stage?
Yeah, that wasn't Juice WRLD.
Where was Stunner for Vegas at?
He was on a, somebody had brought him out for a show. Like, they had him, it was on like World Star and the Shade Room and all that. Somebody brought him out for a show. He ended up passing out, but he was good.
That video was staged a Stunner, because it was the baby. It was actually the baby on stage with him, and he was laying down like he was passed out, and then the baby gave him some water, and then he got right back up and started performing. He gave him like a perk and gave him some water. Then he jumped up. I pop a perk. He gave me stamina. That's how he started Animal that show. So video was staged.
That's probably what shit was confusing.
Okay.
But that wasn't Juice WRLD.
Okay.
Well, I appreciate all the clarity around this situation, just from everything, from all parts. Yeah. Appreciate y'all.
It's still, all right, no problem.
Cut it. Them bricks is OT Genesis. High, you need to cut it. Fresh off that Lift Fest stage. Way too high, don't forget, we had OT Genesis out there rocking with us now, Bit Rock.
He was lit, too.
And now he's beefing with Keisha Cole. OT Genesis dropped the track, and Roxy and I was shocked that he went from just singing a song on Instagram to actually doing a whole video for it. I wasn't fly enough, huh? Cause the homies told me I wasn't wild enough. Talk to him, OT.
But now I'm sitting back trying to figure out how to cock it.
Oh, if you ain't seen the video, Drizzy,
and it's killing
he's serious.
Me a third degree.
It's a Crip anthem.
What you see ain't cause you don't see me. When I'm done, you gon' know. Ain't make believe. So cold. Never knew that I was gripping. If a nigga get to tripping, I'm a
favorite part. Ooh. Hey, Keisha Cole is upset, man.
She is. It all started as, I don't even know, like, he was just in the club. I guess he was in the club. Keisha Cole's Love was playing in the background, and OT was filming himself doing this version.
Yes.
But people found it so funny that I guess he was like, you know what? I'm going in the studio.
Hey, what's up?
That boy went in the studio, made a video, and Keisha Cole ain't here for it. She's not here for it.
I mean, no, my music gone. And you up here making a mockery of it.
Yeah.
And it's gone.
Somebody on Twitter just said, I'll never hear at Keisha Cole's song the same. And she retweeted and was like, I know, right? Not cool. But Keisha.
Yeah, Keisha.
Yeah. I saw another little post she put too, Rock.
What else did she say?
She said, some people be like, you should be happy you getting anything type mentality. No, that's not my vibe. I know what I deserve unapologetically.
What?
What does she deserve?
I don't know.
You've gotten all you're going to get out of that song. You've gotten all that you... They play it on R&B. When the people have R&B shows and club stuff, they play your song.
Yeah. Yes. And they probably going... And probably people going to go and buy it now.
Doc,
more.
What's going to happen right now?
You know what's going to happen.
People going to stream your song because they want to hear the original.
Yes.
The youngins going to start streaming it because they not familiar with it.
It's going to be a win for you,
Oh, Fish. But you don't want these vibes. All right. Send the checks back when they start to stream them. Send them back.
Yeah. I didn't think she would take it that way.
I didn't either.
I was surprised.
I'm not. Told you, man. Keisha Cole, a peanut.
Well, I don't like Keisha Cole.
Music gone. I ain't surprised. I'll get mad at it. Her music gone.
21 minutes after 7, y'all. Told them, don't you panic. Took an island, felt the man. Big Mo will be at Grimsley tomorrow night. Halftime shoot to win. Xbox One's on deck. Remember, I was over there at Ragsdale last week with the PS4.
Yeah, we still got it.
Definitely still got that PS4. And it ain't my fault, Bit Rock. 24 minutes after 7.
It ain't my fault. He's mad, though.
102 Jams, 12 Days of Christmas is in full effect right now. You just waiting to hear from Ratchet Santa.
Unplug those lights. Our energy bill.
Old rewards points at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
What's good, everybody? What's good with it?
Cooling.
7:29. 29 minutes after 7 o'clock.
True.
You over there cooling?
Cooling.
That's what's up.
Respect.
40 degrees. The high today gonna be 51, and it's gonna rain today. Some parts of Detroit already got rain.
Really?
So... No, not really.
My bad, my bad.
Not really, Doc.
My bad.
Not really.
It was like a rhetorical, really. It didn't really. My bad. That was my bad.
What is rhetorical?
I mean, it was a question that didn't really need an answer. It was just a...
Well, it was a question that really didn't need to be a question. So what? Yes, really.
Some areas of the triad got rain already. It's an accident. In Greensboro on New Garden Road at Old Battleground Road. Y'all know what rhetorical mean, don't it?
No.
Somebody in the car saying, yes, Dot, we do. Thank you for that person. 52 southbound between MLK Jr. Drive.
They ugly.
Exit 110B and I-40 Business exit 109.
Whoever said, yeah, you ugly.
Hey, now they cussing y'all like, no, and ain't sis.
And your mama ugly. And you probably got an ugly kid.
The shoulder's blocked over there due to an accident. You know
that
area.
Look at your gas tank on E. Nerve to be talking to me.
Mine on E.
Knowing your gas tank on E.
That's okay, sis. Don't worry about it.
And you ain't got but $5 to put in there.
She don't have no car.
So? Don't. And ain't got to worry about gas.
Buckle up and drive safe. Okay? Hey, sis. Get some gas. That's your 102 traffic jams. This beautiful, rainy Monday morning.
12-day holiday winning. 12 days of Christmas.
It's 7:35, 25 minutes away from 8 a.m. 3 Live on your radio. With some big games yesterday, Rock. Did you get a chance to catch any?
Yes.
How do you watch the games, Roxy? Do you watch them on... like the Red Zone channel, or do you watch them just game for game with the commercials and everything? How do you do?
Yeah, like game for game.
Y'all got the Sunday ticket?
No.
So you only watch the games that are...
You know, on Fire Stick, you got all of that
stuff. Okay, okay.
But we normally just watch whatever's on TV.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so which game did you watch yesterday?
We were going back and forth between Carolina and Atlanta.
Atlanta put the smack down.
Yeah, watching Atlanta stomp out the Panthers.
Yeah.
And then we were also flipping to the Baltimore-Buffalo game.
Hey, that was a good
game.
So
we're going back and forth between those. And then when the Carolina-Atlanta game went off, we saw that last drive by the 49ers to defeat the New Orleans Saints.
That game was extremely good. See, I'm on the Fire Stick right along with you, Rock, so I was watching all of those games. Did you see that your boy Lamar Jackson said, listen, I don't want y'all confusing my skin tone with the ball, so I'm going to wear some white gloves today. Did you catch that?
And still got a dub.
Ravens beat the Bills 24-17. Hey, listen, the biggest turnover of the weekend had to be the way Kyle Allen fumbled his bag with the Panthers.
Dude.
Did he fumble it?
Yes.
I mean, a couple weeks ago, Kyle Allen could have wrote his ticket anywhere in the country.
Panthers fans were ready to crown him as their quarterback of the future. Now, they done jumped ship on him, just like they jumped ship on Cam.
Atlanta beat Carolina 40-20, the big game Roxy's talking about. So many points were scored. 49ers over the New Orleans Saints, 48-46.
Mm-hmm.
Big game. And the Chiefs beat New England 23-16.
Man. There were some missed calls at the end of that game.
Oh, my God.
That were so bad. I actually found myself rooting for the Patriots.
Wow, yeah, yeah.
And I hate the Patriots.
The scoop and score when they should have had the touchdown after the fumble. That was one. Then when they were right there by first and goal, that should have been a touchdown. Tom Brady's running to have to burn a timeout, run some stupid play, lose yardage. Like, it was horrible. The breakdown right there, Roxy, you are 100% correct.
And they had no challenges. They couldn't do anything.
Couldn't do nothing.
Man, I found myself rooting for them.
Green Bay beat Washington 20-15. Everybody expected Green Bay to beat Washington by a lot more than that. But no. Adrian Peterson, old man, says not going to let that happen. And last night, the Rams beat the Seahawks 28-12. The Seahawks didn't even score a touchdown on offense last night.
Yeah, they looked bad.
They looked real bad.
They look
not
bad.
As bad as the Houston Texans was looking when they was getting smacked around by the Broncos.
Ooh,
it was 38-3 at one point. 38-3 at one point. I got Deshaun Watson in my other fantasy football league. He went crazy.
Man, forget fantasy football.
You done with fantasy football?
I'm done. I am done.
Look, Joey. Look.
I'm a star. I got this wishing. He's you on simp shit. Aye, he say you all about money.
20 minutes, and it will be 8 a.m. 3 Live Crew. Drankins was out of the room when we were talking about the NFL just a second ago. Drankins, is there anything you would like to say about your Carolina Panthers after they got the mud hole stomped out of them by the Falcons on yesterday?
I just don't like. All right. Should let Ron finish the season out.
Look at my boy.
Because, I mean, what? And then you're gonna put the brother in the head coach seat just for the rest of everybody to keep playing like this. And then, well, we gave him a chance.
Mm, is that what it is?
Now listen. Time to seek for a new coach.
Now, a friend of mine said that it was a good idea for them to put him at head coach for these next four games because it's like an audition. So it's to see what the boys do, see how they can respond on these last four games. Not necessarily get wins, Drank, but just see what type of dogs he has in the fights and what types of coaching direction he would take y'all in.
It was the same dogs also, Ron. What do you mean? What did you change the food? They was the same dogs. They the same. The dogs is dogs. They the same dogs.
That's not fair, man. You can't fire a coach abruptly like that and then expect them to respond well and say it's an audition for the,
you know
for the
guy
you got filling in. That's not fair.
That's not fair?
That's not fair, man.
That's
no.
How it works.
That is not fair.
That's how it works.
And then at the end of the season, you're going to say, well, we gave him a shot those last few games of the year.
Like my man said, they're going to put the brother there.
You didn't give that brother that good shot.
Nah,
you didn't give him no good shot.
That ain't no good shot.
Y'all not
going to
put that no race situation.
You brought him in during turmoil. Oh, Cam, this whole Cam business. Kyle Allen. We need to make moves to get free up more money. Blase, blah, blase, blah.
Fire Ron.
Bring him in these last few games and then going to say that's his audition.
That has nothing to do with race, guys.
Oh, all right.
Well, we're just pointing out that he's a brother.
NFL show them got a bad habit of doing brothers wrong.
Now, don't make that
you want me to go back to the brother
brothers.
In Arizona? They gave that brother one season in Arizona. One season. He had Carson Palmer on his bad two ankles. Carson Palmer. And that's what they gave him. And they gave that brother one season.
So y'all going to make this
Why
a race thing?
Why did they give that brother one season?
And y'all up here worried about
they were horrible. They were horrible.
They was what?
They were horrible.
You need more that they've been, but they have been horrible.
Explain Marvin Lewis then. Explain Marvin Lewis. They gave him 36 years.
Here we go. Right there.
Marvin Lewis
went through
eight.
Right there.
No, he didn't.
Die.
Marvin Lewis had him in eight presidents.
At least they was competing. Look at the Bengals now without Marvin.
But watch this.
They were not competing with Marvin.
But watch this,
Doc. But watch this, Doc.
500 at the best.
They gave. That's why they did. That's why they did Marvin like that. Just so when it all came down to it, they can say, well, hey, guys. Look what we did for Marvin.
No
we
way.
We kept Marvin around.
Oh, my gosh,
what you
man.
Mean? Pep Hamilton was one of the best OCs in the league. They let that man go to the XFL. He could have been had a head coaching job. Look here.
Now look at him in the XFL.
Y'all are something else, man. Y'all are something else.
This is
else.
His audition, Doc.
Yes. It better not be.
This is his audition.
This is his audition now. And he better treat it as such. 17 minutes, it'll be 8 o'clock.
Start off bad.
Start off horrible.
This is something else, NFL. This is something else.
We've been on a tragedy for months. Why can't you agree? Do it.
minutes, it'll be 8 a.m. 15 minutes away from your ratchet report for the weekend.
And Forbes has released its list, the highest paid entertainers of the year. Now, you know I love when Forbes drop their list.
Because you're nosy.
Yes, I am nosy. Now, this list, it tracks how much money an artist makes from June 2018 to June 2019. So truly, in a year's time, how much money did the artist make and who are the top 10 on the list? Are you guys interested?
Yes.
Number 10, Metallica. Number 9, Diddy with $70 million. Number 8, Drake with $75 million. Number 6, husband and wife Jay-Z and Beyonce are tied. They made $81 million apiece. And here are your top 5. Number 5, Elton John. He made $84 million. Elton John is still out here.
Making them coins.
Making money. You know, do you hear me?
And all that? Yeah, he's still
got. Number 4, the Eagles, $100 million. Number 3, Ed Sheeran, $110 million. Number 2, Kanye West. He bought in $150 million Shoes. Between June 2018 and June 2019. And sitting at number 1 on the list, Miss Taylor Swift, $185 million.
What's impressive to me is how rich people can become without seeing one of my dollars. Like, I've never purchased a Taylor Swift anything, nothing, and she is the richest.
She made the most last year.
But out of that top five, only one person, like, I haven't even bought anything Kanye. I didn't even buy any Yeezys. Out of the top five, I didn't give them one of my dollars.
Yeah.
And they are the richest. Like, that is that stuff like that blows my mind.
Yeah, Taylor Swift, she had a big year. She signed a new record deal. She was on tour, her Reputation tour, which they say is the highest grossing tour in U.S. history. Mm. So, like, she had a great year, even with all that drama with her music catalog.
So what they make and stuff is, like, that's public knowledge? That's how they got all this? Like, it's public knowledge?
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah, Forbes, they tell you, I don't remember how they collect all the information, but yes.
Well, in that case, you know, flip it. Entertain us a little bit, Forbes. Give us, can we get the bottom of the list? Like, flip it. Like, the most that didn't really.
Well, I mean, do you want to know who's at the bottom?
It's about,
like.
No.
Like 35 through 40?
No, they stop at 40. No.
You want 100.
Yeah, let's go down 250. 250 to 300. Put the hairs out there.
Amigos, they were number 40, 36 really? Million.
You know, we're still too high. We're still in the millions. No, we're still high. No, we got to get up about 500.
Wait. 12 days of Christmas. When Ratchet Santa lets you know, you call up and you go.
Like the way she works.
That was supposed to rhyme and mean you get tipped. Man, forget it. Never mind. Ratchet Santa's coming with 12 Days of Christmas. AirPods on deck. It's 102.
Verizon.com/hope to learn more.
The 12 Days of Christmas.
Up next, you get your Ratchet Report.
102. Jams.
It's 9 minutes after 8 o'clock. And yes, 3 Live Crew is on your radio with a Ratchet Report.
Yeah, and Cardi B is always on the internet when people start blasting and saying stuff. So she always trying to play this victim role. Like, y'all are always bothering me. Sometimes she even says she gonna get off social media, hadn't she?
Yes.
She don't. And she never does. And she keeps doing stuff. Like this right here.
They're missing fuel on the show. I'm getting ready though, but right now, I gotta tell you, she's doing it. Y'all hear that? Wait, hold on. There we go.
So she's in the bathroom, and that's where, and she's over in Africa. She's over in Africa.
I didn't want to hear that.
Yeah. Oh, no. People need to hear her. People need to hear her ignorance. No. So she's over there in Africa, in Ghana, I believe. And she was supposed to do a meet and greet with some of their celebrities, their artists and stuff. But she passed on it. And this was why, she says, right? Because she's she was in the bathroom. She had diarrhea, whatever. But she even goes further in the live. And it just gets a little bit, you know, just ignorant and disrespectful a little bit.
Nah, because these Canadian gangsters were coming at me. They said I was lying and shit, trying to act Hollywood.
Right then, she called them Canadians, Ghanians.
Nah,
because these Canadian gangsters were coming at me. They said I was lying and shit.
I'm glad you doubled up and played it again so they can hear it twice. She called them Canadians, Ganians. First of all, we know they're not Canadians.
No,
totally different country.
Yeah. You continent. Said she was in Ghana?
Yes. Totally different continent, country, all that. And it's Ghanaians.
Yeah.
It's Ghanaians.
She just pronounced it wrong, bro. Ghanaians, Ganians. She just pronounced it wrong.
Okay, well, this happened later on in the lie.
It was so much shit. Like, if I was trying to play the Ghanaians artist, hell no, I respect people.
You do? You respect people? And call them Ghanaians?
She's saying it wrong. She didn't know how to pronounce it, bro.
So why is she jumping out there saying it?
Because she just thought she was saying it right.
She didn't know.
All right, so why she called?
You don't know what you don't know.
You don't know what you don't know.
So she didn't know she wasn't in Canada.
The Canadian part
that was just a slip.
Yeah.
That's a slip.
Look at all these black folk walking around.
You talking about Canadians.
Because she said Ghanaian right after that.
Yes. And then she never said it again. Then she said Ghanaian again. This is Cardi B, bro. This is Cardi. Farting and doodling on her live and all that. That is Cardi B. I'm not surprised by any of this. I'm not surprised she missed
a meet and greet.
Yeah, no. I didn't say that. I am a little surprised that she missed a meet and greet. Even when she missed a meet and greet here, she stayed afterwards just so she could come up and speak to the folks at the Jam Slam. So that isn't really like Cardi to miss a meet and greet. I will vouch for there. But I'm talking about the way she just said Ghanaians.
That is like her to miss stuff. Remember she dished the G-Ho show about 2 years ago.
Ain't come.
Now she did the guy.
But there was a reason. No.
She said she was sick, but she was in a show that next day after that, though. She was performing somewhere else. Yes, she was.
She could have been sick that day.
Oh, all right. All right.
Aggie's still hot about it.
So you just wanted to just bash Cardi this morning.
Ghanaian's hot. We hot.
The game
is even hot.
Everything litty, I love when it's hot. Turn to the city, I broke out the night.
You just got your ratchet report from
Osama bin Laden.
Good morning.
Good morning, Paulie Paul, Ratchet Nation.
What's up?
I want to translate what my brother just said. He said it's Cardi B. Let me explain that. Y'all forget because she got these nice songs and she's a little sexy Puerto Rican. A lot of New Yorkers don't have filters. She raw dog. She come out the hood. She wasn't lying about it. She was a stripper. She didn't lie about it. But her music not gonna change who she is. Now she a little pretty little song with that little cute voice, but she's a raw New Yorker, and she don't bite her tongue and don't hold it back. So yeah. I'm like you. I was surprised. I wish she wouldn't do some of that stuff, cause I like her. But you got to take the good with the bad, baby.
Yeah.
Paul Ratchet Nation.
I don't take none of it. I didn't even put her in Ratchet Nation. She's something else.
Y'all. 22 minutes after 8 o'clock. What's that restaurant that folks love that you'd be like, you the only person that don't like it? It seems like I'm the only person around me, except when you just said something, Roxy. They don't like Moe's. Like, people be loving Moe's. And I just be like, really?
I don't get down with Moe's like that.
Well, that's two places
overrated.
Like that y'all don't like.
Barbaritos. Oh, overrated.
They're my two spots, Moe's and Barbarito.
We know, honey.
And Barbarito. Oh, Barbarito. Hey, Barbaritos.
What's that restaurant that your friends love but you just don't like and you just don't understand why they just love it so much?
Just love it so much, child.
8:23, y'all. 23 minutes after 8. Good morning.
Last week, I started a segment called How Grimy Can You Be?
Yes.
And today featured on my segment, How Grimy Can You Be, rapper Obie Trice.
Mm.
Now, we all remember him, right?
D12?
Yeah. Remember him?
Yeah.
He was in 8 Mile and everything.
Drank, don't remember Obie Trice.
I remember his name.
Yeah. That's all I need you to remember. Yeah, that's
all
it. Right.
That's all I need you to remember.
Yeah, yeah.
How grimy do you have to be to shoot your girlfriend's son? Now, according to sources, Obie and his girlfriend, they get into a little argument. They're going back and forth. Eventually, the argument turns physical when Obie Trice shoves the girlfriend.
Mm.
Now, her 18-year-old son sees this going down. And of course, you know what he does. Yeah. Steps in to defend his mama. So now he and Obi are going at it.
Yeah.
So the mother decides, you know what? We just need to leave the house. So she and the son, they go off to another part of the house and they're packing so that they can leave. Obi Trice, what does he do? No, y'all ain't going nowhere. Goes and gets a gun. Mm. Rolls up on the mother and the son with the gun. Now the son, he's in fear for his life as well as his mother's life, as he should be, because this man is standing there threatening them with a gun. So he charges at Obi Trice, yeah, and they get to struggling over the weapon. In the midst of the struggle, the son is shot in the groin, and he now has a fractured pelvis. Mm. Now, he is okay because he was later released from the hospital, and Obi Trice was arrested as a result of the incident.
Mm. Now, I don't know if I give him grimy, Rock.
It's grimy that he even went and got the gun like that, Dot.
Well,
like,
the ATO got the best of it.
What are you going and getting the gun for?
Yeah, because he got roughed up got by the 18-year-old.
So now y'all got to be scared. Yeah, now, yeah. I got to be tougher.
That's grimy.
Thank you, strong arm, the little 18-year-old. That's tough. It's 8:25, y'all. 25 minutes after 8. My bro got his pelvis blown out.
Fractured.
That's tough. Look in your eyes for the same. 102 Jams, 3 Live Crew here. Good morning to you.
When you're Arby's, you can do certain things like
the Chevy you want with the deal you can count on right now at Chevy.com.
What's good? 8:34, 26 minutes until 9 o'clock. I'm up in here with your weather or whatever. 40 degrees. The high today gonna be 51. Cloudy, raining, on and off. Have your umbrella on deck.
On the roads in Winston-Salem, you have two situations you need to know about. One is a little bit more severe than the other. The severe one is I-40 westbound between Union Cross Road and 52, exit 193A. Stop and go traffic there because of an accident. And I-40 eastbound between, exit 206 and Sandy Ridge Road, exit 208. We've got a situation there because of an accident. Other than that, we're good. Let's keep it that way. That's your 102 traffic jams at 8:35.
Hot merch for the holidays. 12 days of Christmas.
8:40, 20 minutes, and it will be 9 a.m. 3 Live on your radio saying good morning.
Got to shoot down a little bit of fake news here, guys. Uh-oh. I got very excited when I saw that Beyonce could be doing a residency in Vegas in 2020. And I said to myself when I read it over the weekend, I don't care how much.
Please say it's fake.
I'm going.
Please say it's fake, though.
I didn't care. Drake, I was ready to risk it all.
Get to it and say it's fake.
But please. It is fake news.
Thank you.
And Soulja Boy can go ahead and shoot it down.
Thank you, because that woman of mine said something
about it. Thank you, Soulja Boy.
And said I had to buy a ticket.
You were going to have to buy a ticket. But luckily for you, one of her reps confirmed to Variety that it is absolutely not true. Not just not true, but absolutely not true. So all of us Beyonce fans that were super excited for a possible residency in Vegas in 2020, I'm sorry to be the one to let you know. I'm sorry, but that was fake news. And you know what? It really upsets me.
What?
Just how blogs will just come up with stories out of nowhere. Get you all worked up. Say they've got these sources, and then it ends up being not true. It really upsets me.
Not really. This really upsets you. Usually, you don't even give a damn. You just go right on, move on past, and it's not a problem. But, when you thought you was going back to Vegas.
Why did y'all believe that?
For Beyonce, why did
y'all believe it? Because when I was told about it, I was like, that's not happening.
A Beyonce residency?
They don't have anywhere that can hold that. Every night for that long, they don't have anywhere for that.
I was in the comments, and the Beehive were going back and forth about whether or not it could be true. And you had some members of the Beehive saying, you know, because she's a mom now, she doesn't really want to tour like that anymore. She want to be somewhere where, you know, it's a little more stable, like some stability in her career. Like, okay, I know I'm going to be here at this place every night or every other night performing, as opposed to touring and being in several different states all the time.
Where are they going to put that? Every night for that long. Where are they going to put that in Vegas? In the Oakland Raiders new stadium?
Nowhere is where they're going to put it because it's fake news.
Yeah, it's fake news. So we don't have to worry about it.
Yeah, I'm glad about it.
woman. I got the number one record, they acknowledge the jit. They going crazy.
Halftime shoot to win tomorrow at Grimsley.
Osama Ben.
Uh-oh.
Co-worker call out edition. Oh, the Ratchet Report. Because I know y'all out there, some of y'all, y'all work with co-workers and they take y'all stuff out the refrigerator, they take y'all stuff, and y'all get sick of it too. See, one perk of my job is they got this microphone in front of me. And we going to address it live on the air. See, we leave our drawer open in our production room, don't we? Don't we, fellow colleagues?
Yes.
We leave it unlocked.
Okay, let me just explain.
Come on.
We have a drawer, Three Live Crew, we have a drawer.
That's right.
And we leave a lot of our stuff in the drawer.
That's right. Our
headphones, yeah. Notebooks, our snacks that we like.
Anybody else's stuff in there?
No, it's just our
stuff, right?
We have the option to lock it.
That's right. But people around here know not to bother nothing. That's our drawer, right?
But we do have the option to lock it.
Yes.
Answer me.
What?
They know not to bother our stuff, right?
Apparently not.
Nobody knows. Clearly nobody knows.
They know because people done came in there before, right? They done came in there before, haven't
they? We have the option to lock it. If we don't want people bothering our things, we should just lock it.
Now, this is about the second or third time somebody has stolen my adapter to my headphones that goes into my slot. So I looked at the schedule who was working this weekend. And I need you to go ahead and let me know whether you took it or not. Young G,
right.
Flex or Showdown,
are you serious? This is
Jamiya, Miss Perry, Fat G's, Link's Legacy, Earn, CDK on the mic, Monasia, Big Mo, Tisha Ray, I think, and JoJo. Yeah, so one of y'all took my adapter. And I need y'all who didn't to just go ahead and just eliminate yourself and say, hey, Drank, I didn't.
What are the names again?
A hit dog do holler, but sometimes he just lay there and die.
What are the names again?
The name, Young G.
Okay.
DJ Flex, Showdown, your baby daddy, not mine. Jamiya, Miss Perry, Fat G's, Link's Legacy, Earn, CDK on the mic, Monasia, Big Mo, Tisha Ray. Somebody got my adapter.
I'm going to go. Are we taking guesses on who we think might have took them?
I didn't think it was necessary to do that.
I'm not taking it. I want who the devil did it. Just bring it back. Just bring it back to me. Or just put it in my drawer, but bring it back.
I think it'd be fun if we just try to guess individually who we think might have done it.
Well, you can guess. Go ahead.
Are you going to guess too?
No, but you can.
I want you to throw a name too, though.
No. No, I'm not. You will be throwing names alone.
I'm gonna throw Maya out there. I think Maya. I'm gonna throw Maya or Monasia. One of them.
Those are the two names I'm gonna throw.
I don't know.
Oh, they here right now.
Just because the comfortableness of it all, and just feel comfortable doing that, and just going in there and getting it, and then forgetting.
Would you like me to go get Maya?
Oh, they here right now.
So we can do an interrogation.
Let's do it. We're gonna get Maya. NLE Chopper playing at the other side of this. We're gonna go get Maya from the front real quick.
I hope Monasia pop up in here in the next 30 to 40.
Monasia, if you do pop up, could you please bring me a peanut butter cup smoothie with yogurt?
And my adapter back for my headphones.
Thank you.
Yeah, I am a menace.
Yeah, get my music right.
6 minutes, it'll be 9 a.m.
Yeah, get my music right.
Now listen, we have to do this quick because Maya has work to do.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Maya,
do you swear to tell the truth and nothing but the truth, so help you God?
Yeah.
All right. I see she was on the schedule twice this weekend, Saturday and Sunday. So that's 2 days. She could have done it. Maya, what kind of headphones do you use?
Sony.
Sony headphones.
A brand that's compatible with a whole bunch of other brands.
This is valid.
That's valid. Do you use the small jack in the headphone jack or the big one?
The small jack.
Eliminate it right then.
Eliminate it.
Thank you, Maya. You just eliminated yourself.
Hey, I think you should still ask. She might know.
She might have. Ho. Did you happen to see anyone going to the production room over the weekend? You did. I need you to name those who you saw go in there.
Oh, on the air?
Yes.
What's up? Who'd you see go in
the production room?
On air people.
Which ones?
It was a lot of people here over the weekend.
Ooh, you're sounding like you're in a little conspiracy thing.
Who did you, with your eyes, behind
those
glasses?
I went in the production room. I can name myself.
Okay.
So, yeah.
I can name myself.
Now that you named yourself, I'm missing an adapter to go to my headphones. And it's missing. Somebody done went in that drawer. You just nominated yourself going in that room.
Yeah, you did.
Did you go in that drawer in there?
Oh, my God. Well, I did have to use your headphones for our guests. So it was me. And I'm confessing on the air.
I told you! I didn't think it would be her!
guest in here, and I need, you know, for the callers.
I told y'all, man.
So why didn't you replace this thing?
I did. I put it back on it.
You put it back on
it? I put it back on there.
It's not there this morning.
Well, I'll go in there and find it for you.
I told y'all, okay, man. God, I wish y'all the best.
Yeah, it was me.
I didn't think we would get to it so fast.
So fast.
You said tell the truth.
Oh, gosh. And for the life of me, I was hoping it was earned.
Why?
Just so I could just laugh. Jokes.
Now, it wasn't.
But it was my boo up front.
Dang, boo up
crew,
front.
Three Live Crew, Drake and Rock and Three Live Crew, Three Live Crew. Well
done. The 12 Days of Christmas.
Yep, still waiting on Ratchet Santa. Clearly, he's on CP time.
102 Jams.
It's that time again. Well, that time again. That time of year again.
Mm-hmm.
The No Stress Charity Bowling Event.
Oh, yeah.
Goes down this Wednesday.
Uh-oh. It is.
You're not bowling.
Big Drake 200.
No, you're not.
Hey, what's up?
No.
What did he bowl last 200? Year? 88?
Yes,
I think 88.
He bowled 88.
Hey, what's up? What are we putting on it then? Bet you Big Drake get a 125.
No, you won't. No, you won't.
I bet y'all get a 125.
No, you won't.
No, you won't.
That's a one with a two in the middle and a five on the end of it.
I know what it is.
125.
Hey, man, we're going to be out there, Triad Lane. Bring a toy. That's what this is about. Not just to
Baby's
see us
believe in me.
Get our face back against the No Stress team, man. Ask 102 fake. Jams bowlers.
Next fake. Just ask him.
You know we got the 102 Jams ballers, but we also have the 102 Jams bowlers.
We got the 102 Jams.
The bowling team is good, Rob.
Yeah.
We did good.
The bowling team lost. The bowling team lost last year. So what are you saying? The ballers ain't bowling, hey, and the bowlers ain't bowling.
Can I mention something else, too?
We didn't do that bad, though, Rob. We had a weak link.
Guy
that
asked me the other day.
That bowled an 88, didn't he?
An 88.
Who bowled an 88?
You
bowled a 88.
I'm back this
and
year.
And bump
125.
The team down. No, you're 125. Not.
125.
No, you're
125.
Not.
A guy the other day asked me about the 102 Jazz ballers. Like, well, man, what was y'all record? Come out. Basketball.
We're not talking about basketball right now.
I'm just saying.
Don't get
we brought 102 Jams bowlers. I was just talking about 102 Jams squads. That was it. My man brought it back. I had to keep it hot with him. I was like, yeah, I think we tied. I laid with the good. I think we tied with one school down there. I think it was Burlington.
You get distracted.
All right.
We're talking about the 102 Jams bowlers.
Who gonna be on the bowling team?
I'm back.
We need the strong bowlers.
Hey,
Flex.
Don't do me like that. Don't do me like that.
Mo did good last year. But I don't know if it was fluke or if it was. How many players is it on the team? Was it four or five?
I want to say it was five.
Yeah, because that's what we had. Los and Drank.
Los.
Yeah.
Los didn't do well.
Los is usually good.
He didn't do
good,
well.
But he didn't do well.
We had bad days.
He did better than you.
I had a bad game.
He
my pinky nail was long. And it wasn't in the hole.
You don't even use your pinky.
You're not on the team.
I'm not. Dot, am I on the team?
No.
Dot, you got to keep me.
No.
Because in kickball season, you keep all them scrubs. You keep coming back every season. And you keep. Because I
do you
like
keep
them, though.
Other sports?
I like. You like me? Well, keep me on the bowling team. You like me?
You're not.
Like you going to keep me? You
no.
Going to keep me?
Are you going to get at least 100,
keep them during kickball?
Are you
going
to get 100? He's not.
So you like them better in kickball
Cut
than you like me in bowling?
The weak links.
Yeah, it's on you now, Jack. You know.
Baby like a peach. Baby probably still sad. 102 Jams, 926. 26 minutes after 9 o'clock. Three Live Crew on your radio. And right now there are four people in the room that play fantasy football. But only two people in the room are still playing.
Gosh.
Roxy is happy. Roxy says she's quitting, Fleazy. Roxy says she's done. Next year she's just going to be the commissioner. She don't want no more headaches.
Nah, you can't be the commissioner.
Don't
you
playing. Fleazy.
I'm sick
don't
of
have
it.
A bad season and just say it's over.
I didn't want to play this season,
She didn't
season,
even have
Flex.
A bad season. She
I
just,
know you didn't want to play.
I didn't want to play. I only played because y'all forced
play
me to come back.
Because you was champion.
Because I was a champion last season. That's the only reason I came back.
I was a runner up.
I had no desire to play this season in my defense. Isn't that true?
That's 100% accurate.
Yes.
But you had a great team at the beginning of the season. Then it just
did I flex?
Damn, did she?
She had a good team at the beginning of the season.
And then the scoff happened.
Did I flex?
Mm. Huh? Things happen. That's what fantasy is about.
Yeah.
Forget all of these. Start with you, Kyler Murray. Never. He just got put on my I will never draft him again list.
You don't even like Patrick Mahomes. Would you put him on your team, though?
No, I don't like Patrick Mahomes.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going, and if I was to play, I go back to my old strategy. See, that's where I went wrong this season. Trying to act like I had some football knowledge. Yeah. No, I don't. Nope. I should have kept it at just picking people that look good and playing the ones who look good and left it at that.
You won a championship that way.
Did.
You won a championship
and
that way.
And straight away.
Straight away.
From my theory.
Overthought it. That's why next season you just need to go back to the regular. Just go back to your regular system next season.
That's why they tell you don't get cute.
She's mad at herself, y'all.
Hurry into Bojangles and get any size cup of our Bowtown Roasters coffee.
Arby's, we have the meat.
At participating Arby's for a limited time.
Okay, what's up, though? 9:31, 29 minutes until 10 o'clock.
You tell them, Bone.
Shout out to everybody in the room. What's good,
what up,
everybody?
Boom, 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 boom.
What's good?
Boom, 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 boom.
40 degrees. 40. The high today gonna be 51. It's cloudy and it's gonna rain on and off today. So take your umbrella.
You like a good 40 ounce? No.
No, I don't.
Okay.
Jumped out there.
I did.
She was in good spirits, shouting everybody out. You jumped out there.
It's always the ugly one that gotta say something. Always.
I didn't mean to.
Always the ugly one in the room.
And clearly, Flex don't know what's going on right now.
He don't.
Do he ever?
It's a disabled vehicle on Elm Street at Cone Boulevard. I don't really know what disabled means. I don't know if it's on crutches, if the car's in a wheelchair.
Boy, keep moving.
All right.
It's probably in the wheelchair.
And keep going.
Got the car in the wheelchair.
Yeah.
And keep going.
With that little thing in the front.
What thing in the front?
That's your 102
that little
traffic
handicap thing, because they disabled.
They got tennis balls on the front of the car. See, and I had to join in. Get on out of there.
12 days, 12 gifts, 12 days.
12 days of Christmas. We still waiting on Ratchet Santa to bless us with them Apple AirPods. Right now, I got your biggest winners and losers of the weekend. Oh yeah, got you right there. All right, biggest winners. First goes to the baby. Big shouts to the baby man being on Saturday Night Live. And I know they won because I actually watched, and I haven't watched Saturday Night Live in over a decade.
Mm-hmm.
But the baby had two great performances. It was super awesome. He even acted a little bit that wasn't the best, but it was very entertaining to watch the baby. Putting on for the city.
All right.
Also a big winner, Lamar Jackson. Not only did the Baltimore Ravens win on yesterday, mm-hmm. but Lamar Jackson became just the second quarterback ever to rush over 1,000 yards.
Let's go, Lamar.
And you know who the first was, Big Rock?
Michael Vick.
Correct, yep. Big okay. Rock. 1,039 yards for Michael Vick in 2006. Right now, as it stands today, Lamar Jackson has 1,017 yards.
Oh, he's going to beat it.
He just needs 23 yards.
Yeah, he's going
to
get that.
Definitely one of the biggest winners. Now, biggest losers of the weekend. One has to go to New England. We talked about it briefly, Rock.
Yeah.
The way they got robbed at the end of that game.
They got robbed, yo.
At halftime, the fans were booing the New England Patriots as they left the field. It was so bad.
Yeah.
But they came back, got a block punt, came down, put some drives together, but were robbed on a scoop and score from their defense.
Mm-hmm.
Then Harry had a touchdown and he dove from the 5-yard line and got in there. They negated that, had to blow a bunch of timeouts. It was a horrible sequence of events for the New England Patriots. Had to be on the biggest loser list. And finally on the biggest loser list, I saw a story. And I would like to call this gentleman the Fitbit boyfriend.
Mm-hmm.
Roxy, he gets a Fitbit and he gets one for his lady. And they sync them together so they can be motivation for one another. But the young lady saw that hers was getting some extra activity around 4 a.m. every day.
Okay.
And that's how she caught her boyfriend cheating. Because his heart rate was up so high because he was cheating at 4 in the morning. And it was synced to his lady's Fitbit. And she saw it.
Shut up.
That's exactly how it went down. Had to be definitely the biggest loser.
Oh, man, heart rate was
of
up.
The weekend. Heart rate was going hammer.
Wasn't no love making then. You know what that was? Fierce. Vigorous.
All right.
Hey, Panini, don't you be a meanie. Thought you...
It's 9:43, 17 minutes away from 10 a.m. And yes, Big Mo, fresh out that holiday Christmas parade in Greensboro. We'll be right here on your radio.
I'm sure you guys don't remember, but there was a feel-good story I told you all last year. There was a couple that said they were stranded on the side of the road, and a homeless guy used his last $20 to help them get gas to get where they were going. Do you vaguely remember?
No.
Okay. Well, that's pretty much what happened.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So they created a GoFundMe for this guy, this homeless man that helped him out, use his last 20. And everybody was like really moved by it because they were like, listen, this is a homeless man. You know he don't have $20 to give anybody. They end up raising $400,000, over $400,000 that they were supposedly going to give to this homeless man. And it turns out it was all a freaking scam.
Him giving the $20 was a scam?
The whole thing was a scam.
Wow.
The whole story was made up.
I like it.
It's not smart because that is illegal.
Is it illegal? What's illegal?
It is illegal.
What part is illegal?
Fake GoFundMe pages. You cannot do that.
Yeah.
You cannot lie about the reason you're raising money and then use the money to buy a BMW, go on vacation, and just live this life of luxury when you said you were going to give the money to this homeless man. You can't do it. It's illegal.
Number one, this is why. And I'm going to go ahead. This is why I don't do GoFundMe pages.
Yeah, I feel you.
This is why I don't
do GoFundMe. I've gotten off them,
too. I just don't. I'm sorry for all y'all out there that's ever sent me one or something. This is why.
So
it ain't just me being a butthole or nothing.
You just don't trust it,
I just don't trust it.
You just never know what to trust. So the guy, Mark, that came up with the whole thing, he's going to do 5 years in prison.
Are you serious, Roxy?
Mm. Yes. Last week, he pled guilty to second-degree misappropriation of entrusted property, and he took a plea. So 5 years is what he's going to be sentenced to in April, and he's still facing other federal conspiracy charges. Mm. So, like, he's not done. So him, the girlfriend, and the homeless guy, they were all in cahoots. So they're all going to do some jail time. Well, the homeless guy, they say he's only going to do probation, 5 years probation for his part, for his role in the whole thing. But it's illegal. You can't do that.
I don't like it. I think it's too harsh.
It is harsh.
I think it's too harsh because nobody knows him and they're not famous. Because I want y'all to all remember Jussie Smollett is still out here just living his life. This right here?
Yeah.
This right here, this is not worse than Jussie.
Not worse than Jussie.
Because Jussie famous. He's out here still. Them people don't know them people. But guess what? They throwing the book at him.
Well, the people who gave this $400,000, they probably think it's appropriate.
Well, yeah, that's fair. Gosh, they should have just gave the $400,000 to the homeless man. And then they could have divvied it up because what the homeless man does with the money after that, you have no control over that part.
Exactly. That's why they couldn't give it to him. Because that homeless man going to be like, man. This is for me. This is for me. Pop a perk, it just a starter. Pop it, pop it.
102 Jams, Big Mo will be here in 9 minutes. He'll tell you all about his day he's got tomorrow playing, heading over to Grimsley for the half court shoot to win. Xbox One's on deck.
Trips that you plan for the next whole week.
Quick fire birthday trivia. Now, this person's birthday was not today. It was actually yesterday, but she's a big deal, so I want to recognize her. Some say she's the queen of rap. Drake.
She the queen of rap?
Yes. Can I get a guess in 3, 2, 1? All right.
Queen Latifah? Dot.
Incorrect. Some say she's the queen of rap. Barbie, Queen Radio.
I already knew, so I didn't want to guess and play.
Oh, okay.
I did too, and so I gave the wrong answer. I didn't want to.
We already knew.
Yeah.
Why didn't you just say you knew?
Well, I was just listening.
Okay.
It was shenanigans.
It was on my for part. Both of you.
I was just waiting. That's why when he went to guess it, I was like, this is him worried about to sit here and act like he don't know it was Nicki Minaj's birthday.
Nicki Minaj, yes, her birthday was yesterday. Happy birthday, Nicki.
I didn't know she was 37, though.
Yes, 37 what's up, years man. Old.
Yeah, give me a point, because I try to do the right thing and like give it to him, like, you know, as a good gesture.
No.
Ooh, wait till tomorrow.
Three Live Crew, Drake and Rock and B.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.